Hi, I'm Austin Titchener.
I'm Dominic Conti.
I'm Reed Martin.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
And we just have one thing to say. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 436.
We're American, damn it!
We got a fantastic notice a couple weeks ago from Backstage magazine newspaper. It's a newspaper. It's kind of Is it a weekly?
I don't know. It's an industry publication.
Yeah. For theater artists here in the United States, and we were put on a list of 12 theater companies that are making a difference.
Yeah, 12 touring theater companies that make a difference, yeah. And it's a very august. Is that a word?
Yes.
List. The acting company, Aquila Theater, Arts Power, Birmingham Children's Theater.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Nebraska Theater Caravan, I think, is on there.
Yeah. National Theater for Children. Reduced Shakespeare Company. There it is.
Let me read it.
They say something very nice about us. It says, the legendary UK-based company behind the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge, the complete history of America. Wait. What?
Stop. What?
What?
The what? Who? Where are we from?
It says we're UK-based, and it says we've been performing our smash hit comedies in the States and major regional houses and all over the world for decades.
It's true. That part is true.
The whole thing is very flattering, and all of it is true except, well, that UK-based thing.
Well, and it's an interesting thing. I mean, in fairness to Backstage, that's a perception I think that some people have had for a very long time, because we got more famous in the UK first before we were famous in this company, and maybe it's also because
in this country,
and maybe it's because we have the name Shakespeare in our title, so therefore we must be British.
Yeah. Well, and it's confusing because if you look at our website, our address is Sonoma, California, so that clearly is confusing.
Well, and our origins are Renaissance fairs, but not actual fairs in the Renaissance 400 years ago, 500 years ago.
No, we're old, but we're not that old.
No, we're not the Rolling Stones. No, but no Renaissance fairs in California.
There was a significant RSC presence for 10 years in London.
Yes.
Hell, we're touring England right now.
That's right. We are currently touring Britain now. And in fairness, we have hired some British actors over the years. But I don't know how to. I'm not offended by it, but I do think that if it's journalism, we should kind of get our facts right, shouldn't we?
Well, and I think you tweeted them, and I emailed them, and they responded promptly, said, "Oh, sorry, we'll correct that," and then they sent me a survey to say, you know, how was our customer service? And just before we were going to, and that was a week or two ago,
yeah.
And just before we were going to start this podcast, I said, well, let me go online, and they haven't actually corrected it. So I guess the customer service is prompt, but not great. I don't know.
Well, the customer service is fantastic. It's the fact-based journalism that is not quite so good.
Oh, that. In fact, I had somebody last night who'd seen the show in London. They saw it and then with a group of students, and they went back on their honeymoon and saw it. And the first time she went in London, she didn't know we were American. Yeah. And I think that happened a lot while we were running in England.
Yeah.
Oh, Reduced Shakespeare Company in London. Oh, let's go see these wacky English guys.
Yeah.
So many people come up to the table and say the first time they saw us was in London.
Yeah.
During that 10-year run, or one of the many other times.
Yeah, and they usually say, and you were awesome, Dom, in London 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because
they know I wasn't there.
They sometimes think it was me and Reed, but maybe they've seen this in the video again. In fairness to them. But it's over the years, you do an interview and you get misquoted or whatever, or they attribute, you know, something that I've said to Reed or vice versa, or they call Reed and I from the creators of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, which Reed and I are not the creators of that show. The company created that show, but not Reed and myself. You know, and that's a nuanced point of view that's kind of hard to... It's not a battle worth fighting. But it kind of makes me think, well, if they again, Backstage is an industry theater publication, so it's not the New York Times. But if this kind of one small fact gets wrong, what else do they get wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't affect world peace when they get it wrong about us. But and the press has been very, very kind and generous to us over the years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I would say more often than not, we're misquoted or the facts are a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
Would that be fair to say? Not in a devastating way.
And not in a necessary sloppy way. I mean, sometimes the distinctions are hard and nuanced to get. And again, for a theater company who really cares.
Yeah. We do. We're doing a podcast about it.
Well, we're only doing a podcast about it because we're really pissed. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's a joke. That's true.
It's a joke. That's true. Well, and also, people say we make it quite clear in our scripts that if you license our script to do at your community theater or your high school or even your professional theater, you're not, unless you are hiring the Reduced Shakespeare Company, you are not allowed to call yourselves the Reduced Shakespeare Company. You're not allowed to refer to the Reduced Shakespeare Company because we don't want people to be confused for all sorts of reasons, but none the least of which is that it's just not factually true. You're not the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And also, if you do something great, you should get the credit, you know? So I do think it's important to note that if we're celebrating touring theater companies in America, we should celebrate the fact that we're American.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. And as Dom said, it's understandable. This year we're touring far more in England than we are in America. That's not always the case. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And we certainly didn't run in New York for 10 years the way we ran in London for 10 years.
Yeah.
So right. it's understandable, and we're grateful to the English for their lack of taste in enjoying us. But our lack of taste is because we're American.
This is Bill Lockwood. I'm the programming director of MacArthur Theater in Princeton, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. But don't blame me.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our 82-city UK and Ireland tour of the complete history of comedy abridged continues this week with performances in Galway, Newton Abbey. We're returning there for the first time since our kerfuffles there a year ago. Downpatrick, Derry, Londonderry, Westacre in Norfolk, Wakefield, Barnstaple, Blackwood, Chipping Norton, Pershore, Hounslow, Basingstoke, Guildford, Tenterden, Banbury, Derby, Bolton, Wolverhampton, Worcester, Dumfries, Stranraer, Oxford, and Wellingborough. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. Part of the shtick, part of the whole conceit of the company is that only three Americans would be arrogant enough to think you can reduce whatever the large topic is. Oh, and I'm driving in New York State Thruway, and there's a guy right on my ass. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. I mean, that's why when we hire British actors, we ask them to pretend they're American, because it's funnier when Americans are saying obnoxious, arrogant things.
Yeah.
Because that's playing to our national stereotype.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want a bunch of polite British people playing to theirs.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, backstage says we're UK-based, and then in touring the UK, we sometimes hire English actors and make them pretend to be American.
I know. Well,
so clearly we're pushing this we're American thing even to the point of having people pretend they're American.
Pretend to be American, with increasing levels of success, I will say. I remember when we first started hiring, trying to cast our shows in England, we couldn't find Brits who could do American accents, and maybe they existed and we just couldn't find them. But we weren't finding them. Now we
you'd have found them if they were there. That something's come up that
maybe.
These guys are getting that accent down, huh?
Well, and this ties into the conversation I had several weeks ago on the podcast with casting director Sandy Logan about, you know, how more British actors get hired than American actors for American film roles. And so we were having this conversation about how it seems like a lot of British actors get hired to play American roles, and they're coming over here stealing our women, stealing our roles. And yet, I'm guilty of doing that exact thing, of hiring British actors to play Americans.
Well, when you go over there, that's who's there.
Well, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, we're going to Britain and hiring some Britons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so America
could say no.
Yeah. we could, they could say no. We're not, every now and then you'll see, well, yeah, Matt Rippey, John Schwab, they all get to play Americans when they're over there, but they don't get to play Brits.
No.
Maybe, we should be UK-based. Maybe we're missing a boat here.
I suppose to say we're UK-based, we could be Americans based in the UK.
Yes.
But we're not that either. So.
But we're the only physical address on our website is our California address, except for our publisher, our UK publisher and rights licensor.
Yeah, but we also have a US publisher where you can license the play. So that I don't think that would be the confusion.
No, I think the confusion is nobody checked our contact page.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was complicated. You have to go to reduceshakespeare.com and scroll to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure our physical address is on the bottom of our front page. It maybe should be.
Backstage, we have to apologize. Our bad. It's our fault.
It's funny. We'll get Google alerts about our scripts being done or somewhere, and I'll always go to the newspaper on their website. And most of the time, they don't say what state they're in. Mm. I can't tell. So it could be Wisconsin. It could be Florida. You know, it could be if there's an ad for a gun shop or a titty bar. I know it's Florida, probably generally. Although that could be Wisconsin too. Now that I think about it.
Segging ever so slightly off topic. When we were in Edinburgh, there was a company there, and I don't know anything about them other than the title of one of their shows was The Complete History of the BBC Abridged.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's probably not actionable of us, but I think it's uncool and it's confusing for someone to do that. I'm not saying they're trying to pretend they're us, but they're definitely biting our style.
No, for sure.
And our way of doing things.
There was
a complete history of BBC and then adding in parentheses, abridged.
Yeah, well, and I think there was a complete history of magic at the Fringe. I think there have been a couple of, you know, it's one thing I've thought about. I don't know whether I've talked about it on the podcast before, is that, you know, there's places in the world where we don't go to as much as we used to. And I think it's because, maybe for instance, Australia has found their own company of three guys who reduce things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think enough people have kind of borrowed, adapted. I don't want to say stolen. That's just rude.
You know, we invented the idea of reducing things.
Yes, absolutely.
And damn these people.
Damn these people. Yeah. Tom Stoppard.
Call it something else other than the complete history.
I agree.
And then
throw
out.
Go ahead and reduce something, but come up with your own form of a title.
Yeah.
Do Potted Potter. Oh, that's a bad example.
Kaboom! And we're out.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your nationality via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. And of course, we'd always like to see you at one of our performances. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, True Blue American Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Robert Lewis, a pastor in Maryland who used our Comedian's Prayer and the Spirit of Rambozo from The Complete History of Comedy Abridged as a source of a sermon in his church yesterday in honor of Holy Humor Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, sometimes known as Bright Sunday or Low Sunday. No reason for the shout-out, but it's not completely random. Special thanks also to Bill Lockwood, the director of programming at the McCarter Theater at Princeton University in New Jersey. Bill's one of our favorite presenters and has been booking us regularly for around 25 years. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 436 1,308ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
We are extremely fortunate to have with us here in the studio Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth I. It is an honor to have you with us, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your Highness, you were an inspiration to your people and just so darn wonderful that they named an entire era after you. There's so much to ask you, but perhaps we should just cut straight to the chase. Did you and William Shakespeare ever do the nasty?
Yes, Austin, we did. In fact, really? I was the one who first used the description, two-backed beast. Willie stole that from me.
So it would be fair to say that you were Shakespeare's inspiration.
Completely.
Other than the radiance of your virginal beauty.
Thank you very much.
What would you say were Shakespeare's main influences?
Well, I'd say that Shakespeare's biggest influences were baseball, the Marx Brothers, and Elvis.
Really? All of his influences were American?
Mm-hmm. Improbable, isn't it?
Highly.
Yes, many's the night Willie and I spent in the back of his Chevy pickup, parked up in the Hollywood Hills, watching the lights twinkle over Tinseltown, me wearing Lycra hot pants and a tube top, Shakespeare with a book of sonnets in one hand and a six-pack in the other.
Really? So, are you Shakespeare's so-called dark lady?
Yes, I am, Austin.
Why are you called the dark lady? You seem so pale.
Well, Austin, it refers to the fact that I rarely bathe. This is makeup, see?
All right, that's fine, stop. That's quite a lot of powder. But, Your Highness, I'm still confused. You seem to look a lot different in person than you do in your paintings.
Yes, that is true.
In your paintings, we generally see you in period costume, and although you wear a dress, you appear to be a large person of indeterminate gender who is completely bald. Also, you are known to have died in 1603, so would you mind describing yourself to the listening audience?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Although I'm wearing a San Francisco Giants sweatshirt, I am a large person of indeterminate gender who's completely bald. But as you correctly point out, I am in fact very much still alive.
Yes, and that's because you are not Queen Elizabeth I, but actually our very own Reed Martin Professional Impressionist!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I thought something was weird.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.